This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You're invited to bring up anything you want to at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features on the site free. You get to control the content. Submit show prep to the site, whatever you find interesting online. Other listeners can then vote as to how they feel about your show prep, whether you like or dislike. You can vote up and down, and the most voted up makes it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And we continue with your calls here. Also coming up in a moment, Mark, you've got the 10 most ridiculous lawsuits. But first, Vince is on the line in Indiana, listening to WXNT. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian and Derek J. and Mark.
What's on your mind, Vince?
I got a real dilemma here.
All right, go ahead.
Because, I mean, I'm married with my second wife here for many, many years. We've lived off on our own property. We don't
You've lived on your own property, you said? But,
you know, I was preparing a dinner.
I think so.
It was 60 inches round, dough, tomato sauce, cheese, pepperonis, mushrooms, and sausage, and a little bit of onion. You know, that's considered a vegetable by the government.
That's right.
And then I noticed that my wife and I, for lunch today, we had walnuts with our salad. Now, I read that walnuts now are drugs.
Considered a drug, yeah.
Are you going to turn us in, or...
Are we going to turn you in? No, we're not those kind of people. But I see where you're coming from. The government has become all the more absurd over time with their...
I believe the EPA has called carbon dioxide a pollutant.
Really?
I mean, what do you do with that? I'm now exhaling pollutants.
You need to
be eliminated. I can't stop. Like, I've concentrated, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Maybe you'll stop if you're put in a cage.
I put in the ground is probably the only
you'll
way.
You'll need to be eliminated to stop that. So, Vince, I see where you're coming from. You're concerned, and rightly so. There are people who would point out the federal government through the FDA and other organizations would like to regulate things like vitamins and all manner of food products. In fact, I believe it's the FDA now that is regulating cigarettes as well.
How dare they?
Oh, my.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Vince?
Well, I wanted to share with you, because you were talking about about a week and a half or two ago about the gas lines in Westbury, Rhode Island, Westerly, Rhode Island.
Yeah, it was where the cops were going door to door with a locksmith, breaking into people's homes that if they weren't home to shut off gas valves.
Yeah, I was going to send you the picture because they have it in what they call the Westerly Sun.
Mm-hmm.
They have a picture of a guy showing him with the locksmith that they have those jigglers. And then get into people's house.
Were they like going down into the basement and just like adjusting the valves and stuff?
Wherever you go to turn the gas off, which apparently it was never explained why they didn't just go to the valve that is located outside every house in almost every gas setup. There might be external houses. Exactly. I think that's what it was really all about, was to try to catch people for other things. Vince, thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because if they walk into your living room, there's a bong sitting out. They're not just going to look the other way if they're there ostensibly to turn off the gas valve and to keep you safe.
Yeah, they're probably not going to look the other way. You would think that they wouldn't be able to pull it off if there was some way to shut them off outside. I mean, I would think that people just wouldn't go for it. But maybe I'm just that naive about the government still.
You may be that naive, Mark. Remember, this is the same organization that is threatening 5-year-olds with police over overdue library books. It's the same organization threatening parents with 2 months in jail in Florida if they don't send their kids to government school a certain amount of days per month. About a dozen Baltimore parents, by the way, according to Yahoo News, were sent to prison for their kids' truancy in the year 2011.
Mm.
The Baltimore Sun reported, not for raping children or for, molesting or doing things that normally you'd think an adult would be sent to prison for regarding children. No, just, not sending them to the government school. That was enough reason to go ahead and put those folks in a cage.
That's good
enough. In prison, that's a distinction from jail, too, right?
Well, it is usually distinct, but that doesn't mean that Liz Goodwin, the author, is aware of the distinction.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
There is a distinction. but
it is a cage, nonetheless.
Yes. And after California adopted a strict anti-truancy bill earlier this year, and that is last year, 2011, at least five parents in Orange County were sent to jail for the crime, according to the local CBS affiliate. Judges in Alabama, Texas, and North Carolina and other states have also used truancy laws to send offending parents to jail. So again, this isn't new. It's been going on for a long time. The government people think your children are theirs, and they will do what they want with them. And if you don't do as you're told, which means take care of the children, feed the children, you know, kind of get them clothing and give them a place to sleep at night and then send them off to their government indoctrination camp during the day. If you don't do exactly as is specified in your parent-teacher handbook or whatever it is they give out to everybody, then you, mom and dad, you will be subject to sanctions. You'll be subject to having your children taken from you. You will be subject to being put in a cage. And it's not an uncommon story. Just go ahead. Try not sending your kids to government school without begging them for permission to take them out first and watch what happens. In fact, earlier this year...
Some states are better than others when it comes to homeschooling and that
sort
of thing.
Some are. That's true.
I believe here in New Hampshire that you have to... tell the bureaucrats that you're homeschooling and then ask them if your curriculum is good enough, you know, to have some kind of
insult. It's an insult to the idea of homeschooling.
That is so insulting that a parent couldn't properly educate its own, you know, progeny.
I think that you're actually pointing, you're going the direction that the bureaucrats want you to go, because they want you to question the parents' ability to teach. Let's talk about the government bureaucrats and their schools. It's actually not the bureaucrats, it's the system of bureaucracy that actually stifles education. The fact is that the numbers that we've read here show that 20% of people that graduate from public school graduate functionally illiterate, and up to 40% in some areas. So it's not how well can parents do, it's how well can they do compared to how badly the government does already.
That's a great point.
No doubt about that. Earlier this year, the NAACP sued a Pennsylvania school district for levying what it claimed were illegal fines of thousands of dollars on truant students and their parents. Because, you know, nothing helps poor people more than finding them.
Yeah, and where do those numbers come from, by the way? I mean,
the
thousands of dollars? Like, what do they base the fines on?
Arbitrary government bureaucrats coming up with, the so-called representatives or city councilors just arbitrarily coming up with numbers.
Well, of course, like, that's my point. There's no way to quantify, since there's no victim who's seeking retribution or anything.
There's
no
damage.
No one being made whole. They just pull these numbers out of nowhere. Just
7,000.
Like a parking ticket, they do the same thing. It's a parking ticket in one place is more expensive than another place, and same thing with these crazy schools. They'll just pick a number that sounds like a lot and go with it.
And if you don't pay, then guess what? They've got a cage waiting for you. Lenora Hummel, in fact, was fined $8,000 after her son and daughter stopped going to school because they said they were bullied and harassed by other students. Look, lady, you'll either send your kids to our day prison where they'll be harassed and threatened with knives and rape.
Look, it's either your kids get bullied and harassed or you do.
Right. Yeah, which will it be?
It's crazy.
Isn't it?
I mean, it would make me want to move. It's just the county, right? So it's
you don't
not
have
terribly
to move. You can pull your kids out. You can say, I'm homeschooling.
As long as you beg them for permission first.
That's all you have the... Well, granted, let's live in reality, man. You can do that.
No, the right thing to do... Now, obviously, for some parents, it's too late. If it's too late and your kids are in government school, then you're going to have to go through whatever process they have. Because they know who you are. They know where you live. There was a lady here in Keene who got the message of liberty into her head. She thought it was really great. She decided she wanted to pull her kids out of government school. And they came after her for it.
Oh, dear.
Because she didn't,
Tell me this story. I don't know.
I'm telling you the story.
I'm listening.
She didn't go through their hoops or whatever. So she just pulled her kids out of the school because she got excited about the ideas of liberty and just pulled them out. And the government basically said, you can't do that. And they took her to court.
Oh, my gosh. And who are they protecting? It's for the kids, right?
The kids, ostensibly. And she ended up winning, I guess, the right to have her kids out, but she had to submit she only won based on the fact that she agreed to submit whatever paperwork they wanted her to submit. Otherwise, they probably would have put her in a cage. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. But there is a solution.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. Go and get interactive in various different ways. We've got news updates. The best way for you to keep in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook. whichever works best for you. News.freetalklive.com. And speaking of the news sites and the news venues, I sent out news yesterday about the fundraising that we're doing for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And you can see where we currently stand with that fundraising by going to freetalklive.com. There is the chip-in over in the left-hand side of the page, in the left column, St. Jude Fund Drive. It's about 31% of its goal right now. So thanks to the 13 folks that have contributed various different amounts to raise $315 thus far of the $1,000, which is our goal to donate to the folks, the kids with cancer there at St. Jude. So if you would like to chip in a little bit, feel free to drop on into freetalklive.com and use the chip-in over on the left-hand side. You'll need a PayPal account in order to do that.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try anyway. If you're a smoker, you've thought about quitting. The e-cigarette, you may or may not quit, but the chances are statistically that you'll, if you try the e-cigarette, that you'll at the very least diminish the amount of actual cigarettes that you smoke. The e-cigarette is it's a vaporizing device that allows you to vaporize nicotine, but it doesn't have all the other carcinogens in it. Therefore, it is 22,000 times healthier by one metric. It's certainly healthier by all metrics, I would guess. And you can get a free one, one of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today, not just one of the little chintzy ones, but a really well-made one. It's got a large booster in it that allows you to get a good hit of vapor. That's what you're looking for. You can get it from Vaporsmiths.com by purchasing 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. You'll get free shipping and a free starter kit. It's Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. The coupon code is FTL. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
We continue with you and your thoughts. We'll go to Ray listening in Illinois. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi there. You're talking about freedom, what they're doing with freedom of speech, Dr. Wakefield, they've been smearing him about vaccines, MMR vaccines, and if you take a look at some of the health professionals, they're trying to censor them and shut them up because they're doing alternative.
FDA does not like alternative medicine. They really don't. They've teamed up with the what they call the allopathic medicine, which is the kind of doctor hospital model. And they're very, very buddy-buddy with the people in that business, like the American Medical Association. And they don't like the idea that you could take some sort of herb and potentially solve a problem.
Well, the idea of any alternative is anti-government, right? Like, they have...
Yeah, right. I realize that. My... Dennis is one of the top 10 in the world. He had President Bush, Bush Senior sitting in his chair and was almost closed up by a government, went back and sued the government and won his case. Goes to show you, alternatives are the only way to go. And how they're censoring everything. Just goes to show you.
Well, I don't know if alternatives are the only way to go.
You know, I'm going to have all the options open to me. If I break my arm, I'm going to go to the hospital and get a splint.
No, I mean, if you have a broken arm, sure. But I mean, if you're not sick, that's the only way to go.
You could try rubbing it with cement, Mark. That might Ray, I get where you're coming from, man, and it is frustrating. Thank you for the call.
I think that naturopathic medicine deserves more attention than it gets. People that claim to be the doctors, the doctors out there, don't know anything about nutrition. They don't know anything about naturopathic sort of supplements. There's a few of them out there that do. I would like to see somebody who actually – I'd like to see some evidence, science-based evidence, but it seems like, the only ones that can get any kind of, science-based evidence out there are the ones that, they're going through the FDA's process.
The doctors that I've associated with and seen lately have just treated human beings like cars. They're just mechanics. Can I open it up? Can I just make a cut here and just sew it back up? They don't want to heal the problem. Just, let me give a quick fix. Just open up the body like a car and see what I can do in there.
Right, or take these pills. It's either cut it open or take some pills. It's pretty much those are their two solutions in allopathic medicine. And you're right, they do respond when people have a problem crop up and there's not as much focus on prevention. One of the problems with the current setup is if you are an alternative provider, if you're somebody that is marketing some sort of an alternative health remedy of some sort, then you are prohibited from making any health claims. So even if you've done studies that are scientifically sound, and you want to cite those studies and say, well, you know, if you chew on mint, it will heal your
whatever
blank, then you can't do that because you're then making a health claim, and only FDA-approved medications can make health claims, approved health claims, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm. So what did people do before them?
Before the FDA?
Yeah, I mean, were people just rolling around dying in the streets, eating things that were unhealthy?
But the idea was there were
certainly some hucksters out there making
snake oil sales.
Yeah.
Okay, but didn't the market help people decide, like, okay, I see that this is not going to work, and I'm going to go with another option? Like, the more options people have, I would think the better the service would be. Instead of limiting it all to just, well, we have the answer. The FDA knows what's best for you. Why pursue other options? Don't look into alternatives.
I don't. That's a good question for somebody who's really familiar with the history of medication as to, you know, what was the market developing to get around this issue of the snake oil salesman to you know, solve that problem. Was it essentially kind of cut off at the pass by these government bureaucrats who ran out in front of a parade and said, oh, well, we're going to just legislate this. But, you know, if you go fast forward to today, there's still plenty of snake oil out there. So clearly the government doesn't prevent snake oil.
For health things, but I think if the FDA hadn't gotten in the way, then we would have a system similar to what eBay has, where it's like, okay, you get screwed over by a seller one time, everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
And with the internet, yeah. I mean, it's not likely people would get taken more than once. So
when you look at Consumer Reports, their drug book and things like that, I mean, you can see that people would be able to make decisions on their own when it came to products. I understand that when you're talking about health products, you're talking about the possibility that people might take something and die from it. But don't forget that all the vitamins and all these other natural supplements out there that people buy, they're taking them. They don't have any FDA certification at all,
and
nobody's dying from them.
Don't forget, prescription medications are causing over 100,000 deaths a year.
More people die from taking the prescription medications as they were prescribed to them than die from illegal drug overdoses in this country. But you always hear about the illegal drug overdoses.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because prescription deaths are so commonplace, it's not news. They happen all over the place.
But the government knows what's best.
So
the
FDA
will regulate.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are right. They will regulate, and they will continue to regulate, and they'll never stop. There will always be more regulations and costs imposed on these companies, which make it more and more difficult for people to offer alternatives.
Looks like Paul Romney and Santorum are tied with 24% of the vote counted at this point.
So a quarter of the votes are in Iowa, and they're tied at where? Like
23%? 23%, yeah. You can pretty much write it off. Things suck at the Bachman, Gingrich, and Perry campaign headquarters right now.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. She said she was going to win. She was very confident. Free Talk Live.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of these airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
The features on the site include listening options. We have broadband and dial-up versions of the show available to you around the clock, 24-7. The latest episode is airing there at listen.freetalklive.com. And you can also learn about the great radio stations that air the show throughout the week. We've got over 100 wonderful AM and FM stations. Also, our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, the free-to-air channel, webcam, and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So plenty of ways to tune in over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Ian, a guy we used to work with, I'm friends with on Facebook, and he said, not a prediction, categorically, that if Ron Paul wins, it's the end of America. Ron Paul's tied for first in the Iowa caucus.
How about that?
If it's going to be the end of America, you might need some food stored up. One of the ways that you can go about doing that is wisefoodstorage.com. It's the way I choose for myself. They offer delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff. They're packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches. Makes it hard for the little mice to get through, and they won't get wet. And they come in plastic totes. You can stack them right up in your garage or basement, wherever it's good for you. You can visit their website, wisefoodstorage.com. Request a free entree sample. You try it out before you buy. And when you do buy, use coupon code FTL. You'll need FTL to get the free entree sample, too. Coupon code FTL to get no-cost shipping on any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-FOOD-WISE, wisefoodstorage.com. Coupon code FTL.
To the phones and the fun. Megan is on the line from the Internet. You're on Free Talk Live, Megan.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Derek J's here as well. Megan, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to talk about a few things about naturopathic medicine. First of all, the category, I think it's 100, one study for every 100 studies for actual, you know, medical chemicals are actually being made for every one naturopathic medicine being done. So that's
run
a real
that by me again.
I
don't think I quite got what you're trying to communicate there. What is it?
Like 1% of all studies that are done on medicine are usually naturopathic medicines, like mint or chamomile being used.
99%?
Yeah, 99% are usually for chemical medicals.
Okay, got it.
Mostly they're all for chemical medicals. It's very few that are actually for naturopathic remedies. And
why do you think that is?
Well, the thing is that pharmaceutical companies can't make any profit off of that. And not only that is kind of sad, it's also sad that stuff like ibuprofen doesn't get looked into for other ailments than headaches because people won't make any money off of it because it's already in the commonplace. You can already have the generic prescription on the market.
Right. There won't be any new studies on aspirin because, you know, nobody can get a patent on aspirin.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hmm. What do you propose to solve that problem?
Well, I think the best way to solve that problem is to make it less expensive for products to go onto the market, less approval processes.
Yeah, it's a good point. If people don't have to pony up billions of dollars to get something through the FDA's approval process, then maybe they'd be more likely to be a little more loose with some of that research and development money and spend it on other things besides lawyers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you think it would also help having an organization that, you know, rated drugs or did its own drug testing, you know, outside of companies, like did it for other companies just to report on them, sort of like a Consumer Reports or a voluntary FDA?
Well, I remember reading this one study about ginseng and about rose root, a Korean medicine for some kind of like waking, almost like caffeine using.
Okay.
And these studies were done like 2-3 years ago, when these kind of remedies are thousands of years old, and it took that long before anyone did any kind of study really into it. It makes like no sense whatsoever, but because there's no money behind it, because they can't make much money selling rose root because it's already being sold in supermarkets, nobody's really studying these things.
You know, it's an interesting question is brought up in my mind here. Is it that there are artificially more studies because the FDA requires them for drugs that they're trotting out, many of which are just sort of small modifications from drugs that are running off of patent? Or is it that and if they didn't have a process through which the FDA went, certainly some people would demand more studies, so therefore more studies would be done in a free market, more free market as the sort of naturopathic medicine is done in this way. You know, just sort of what are the dynamics, chicken and the egg kind of questions coming up in my mind here.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to share tonight?
I wanted to share some good news, a good Samaritan news, because every time I call in, I always have bad news. Today, I saw some lady, and she had her passenger seat the window open, and I went into the building beside it and tried to find the person that had her car open, and I eventually found the person so they can pull their car window down up because it was down, so just wanted to share some good news, some good Samaritan news.
Well, it's a little bit, and a little bit can brighten someone's day. And thank you, Megan. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Each one of us doing doing these things is what makes the world a better place.
Random acts of kindness.
1-855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You know, back to the point on her point on the studies. You have to wonder, how would the marketplace organize itself in the absence of all of the regulations that it's currently dealing with? So we touched on how these companies that are doing the studies, they have these chemicals that they have to get patents on, and then, you know, they go through the FDA process, and there's a very expensive regulatory legal structure that is involved in getting a product like this to market. A lot of the alternative manufacturers can't afford to put their stuff through that process, so they're just left out in the cold. They can't make any claims about their products as a result of that, so it's very restrictive for them. But if that process weren't there, all of those companies would be on the same playing field, so to speak, because they'd all be able to market their products in whatever way they wanted to, whatever was, you know, whatever way was acceptable, and, you know, that the market didn't balk at, or, you know, the third party firms that were kind of looking at things like Consumer Reports didn't, you know, slam them for it. So they would have their marketing and they would do whatever, and then in order to market their product more effectively, it would be incentivized to do studies. I mean, studies don't have to be billions of dollars or whatever. You can, you know, do studies relatively cheap. You find people that are willing to be experimented upon, and then you experiment upon them. I don't think it has to be that there's a lot of money involved, but I do understand that today that there are a lot of studies that are basically grants given by the government. So a lot of the studies are being done are being done at the behest of the federal government.
Yeah, hey, university, study this. Get some of your students to study this for a little while.
And you can cash a check. Or you can not take our check and study whatever you want. So, you know, what way is the science department going to go?
Well, clearly there are a lot of people who care about health and making people healthier and helping people heal themselves. But I think like any area where there's a lot of regulation, barriers to entry are too high for any old Joe to get ready to help people. You know, if you want to just go into business helping people, you know, with this rose root stuff that Megan was calling about, I mean, you're going to have to put up, what, fill out forms, tell the government that you're going to be doing
this. You can't do it yourself. You've got to have a lawyer, a team of lawyers. But
this is preventing a person who wants to help other people and make the world healthier one person at a time from achieving that goal.
Right. So what kind of cumulative effect does that have over time? As you're preventing one person here and one person there and a group of people here and there and all over the place, these people have great ideas they want to bring to market, but they're restricted by the government's control. So what sort of a massive effect, what sort of a cost are we not seeing, the seen and the unseen? What is it that the opportunity costs that we don't know? I mean, we don't know what we're missing because of all of this regulation. 855-453. Oh, but if it only saves just one life, this is Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Dial in at 855-450-FREE. Moments remain. Still have time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can visit Derek J. over on his website, which is
DerekJ.FR33Agents.com.
What will people see when they go there tonight?
Oh, well, if you visit the site tonight, you'll see blog post of all the different activism that I do over here in Keene. It also features some of the activism I do when I travel over to Philadelphia. I've covered the basket brigade that they did over there, inspired by some of the folks here in the Shire. You know, they'll see updates about how my court process is going. I have court on the 18th. For those of you who are interested in following that, I've been posting documents, you know, so you can review these files for yourself as the process goes along. Today, if you check later tonight, you'll see I'll be posting some of my motions that I filed.
Like your motion for emotion.
Yeah, one of which is a motion for emotion. Don't believe it? Check it out. DerekJ.FR33Agents.com.
DerekJ.FR33Agents.com. Now, if you take off the Derek J, it's going to take you to FR33Agents.com, which is a, you know,
it's an even better site. You should
really
use
that
site.
One. Yeah. I mean, it's cool to go to Derek J's site and live vicariously your activism through Derek, because Derek is the activist of the year, as far as I'm concerned, of 2011. And you have been very, very, very busy out there. And
there's you to say.
There's a lot to be excited about. But FR33Agents.com allows you to encourage more activism on your own part and other people's parts. It's such a big concept website. It's almost hard to boil it down. Can you boil it down effectively?
I believe I can boil it down. It's a very cool website. The one of the coolest things about it is that it has a thing called achievement points,
where yeah, for sure.
Users can create their own achievement points by sponsoring activism. The way it works is, say, you wanted to sponsor someone to hand out some jury nullification literature or do some Robin Hooding, which is where people feed parking meters in front of the meter maids.
Or do whatever. You can actually create a custom app.
Or one activism of your own. Exactly. So say you want to inspire X activism.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to FR33Agents, post, become a member, and then post it up on the Achievement Points website. You make a donation and specify what you want your activism to go towards, what you want your money to go towards. And then when activists check a check out the website and see what achievements they can fulfill. They verify that they've done that activism, and they're rewarded with points that they can use on the site to get cool things like cameras,
t-shirts,
bumper stickers, buttons, all sorts of cool Liberty swag gear.
I think it's so exciting,
gear.
And it's fresh too. It's a brand new concept. It's still kind of in a beta phase. So
it
go on over to fr33agents.com.
Things are still developing there. Yep.
If you find something wrong, post on the forum. There's forums. There's the achievements that you talked about, and each person that signs up. The site's so amazing. It's got, like, WordPress, but it's set up in a way that they have multiple installations. So, Mark, if you were to go to fr33agents.com, let's say you wanted to start a blog for yourself. I know you have a tough time with the whole blogging thing, but if you wanted to do
not
this,
interested.
You could. But as you sign up for fr33agents.com, it will ask you if you would like to have your own blog. You don't have to, but if you wanted to, you could have edge.fr33agents.com.
Understood.
And then people could go and you could blog whatever you want there. And it's a full-fledged WordPress blog, which, you know, that... People sometimes will pay good money to have a WordPress blog.
FR33agents.com actually purchased a bunch of themes that users are now able to use when they're creating their website. So it's not
Did I
only...
get the rainbow stars coming out of the gun thing that you have for your theme?
you sure can. That was a custom design by one of the other co-hosts, Nemi, the Wednesday night co-host here.
You've got to see this picture. Just go to DerekJ.FR33agents.com.
But the coolest thing about when you create that site is anything you post to your free agent site that you've created then gets posted to the activities page on the main site of FR33 Agents. So this is the hub of everything that is going on in the voluntarist community, or I would claim that anything that's going on in the voluntarist community is appearing on this activities page. So people are updating constantly. There's a new blog post. You know, if someone started a new group, everything appears there.
Yep.
And so that is definitely check it out, fr33agents.com.
I just went to see this this new header here at Live Free Your Dance, your site, DerekJ.fr33agents.com. And I love the graphic. I think it's really unique. And why are you in a dystopian setting?
I'm fixing the world.
Delivering more love and rainbows to everyone. I like it. Let's go to Bill calling from Mississippi in Jackson, listening to WPBQ. On seven nights a week there, by the way, in Jackson. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. A quick reference to something that I'm closely familiar with. I will not mention the particular doctor's name, but he's an internationally recognized naturopathic physician from Southern California. He was recently at a conference of general physicians of all types, and a challenge was made to him from an eye specialist as to what he could do. And I don't have all the details about the proposition, but at any rate, this particular naturopathic physician was able to work with 18 patients that the eye specialist came up with who were all legally blind of macular degeneration. And at the end of a 6-month trial period, all of those 18 patients could read a newspaper, and they were taken off the legally blind category. I mean, that's documentation. And the eye specialist could not believe it. And so as a courtesy, he produced a CD verifying those particular facts. But, of course, the naturopathic physician cannot really use that. I mean, he can use that CD to a certain point, but he cannot still make claims.
You can't
of course,
market
the bottom
it.
Line is he was
you,
able to do something that the mainstream medicine couldn't have possibly done.
Right. It sounds so amazing, and yet he can't tout it. He can't, you know, get on the radio and advertise it. You can't say my product cured these people from blindness. You cannot say those words on any kind of media or any kind of promotional materials or anything at all. Or literally, the FDA will send a goon squad into your residence or store or manufacturing
stop you
company
from healing blind people.
Throw you in a cage.
That's right.
How dare
exactly
you
right.
heal people? Not without our approval.
Exactly.
Thanks, Bill, for that story. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, that was about it. I mean, I could wind up all night, but I won't. There's not enough time. But
I heard you. There's no shortage of just horrible stories of people who, you know, are suffering out there, and they don't have access. I mean, it's not that they don't have access to these things. They don't have access to the information that they need to get to find out what natural remedy is going to work for them. And, Bill, thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. So it's easier now, obviously, to get information because you can go online and you can look for it. That certainly helps. It used to be a lot more difficult just a couple decades ago to find out information about these things. But even so, you know, you still can't, as a company, the people that have the financial interest in marketing these products, they're severely restricted from the ways in which they can market them. And also, anyone connected with them are restricted. So, like, the local health food store that you might have, they can't make claims either, and their clerks need to be very careful about the things that they say.
What an infringement on freedom of speech. I mean, I just can't believe that a government agent would make the claim, you're not allowed to say those words. Like, yep. Excuse me? As if
they're
human
trying to
beings
protect
aren't
people.
Free? Oh, yeah, well, it's
people.
For the children. You just can't say some words. They're too dangerous. They'll hurt the children.
Well, they're trying. The people they're trying to protect, but they don't tell you, is they're trying to protect the pharmaceutical industry. Those are the people that protect.
Those are the ones that make the big campaign contributions, right. And I think we all know it.
Just like the sheriffs at the courthouse that banned Derek and I from the property forever are not protecting and serving us or the people. They're protecting and serving their cohorts at the courthouse. The government protects their own. They're not here for you. They're not here to protect you. If they actually gave a damn about you, they'd act like it. You know, they'd listen to you when you talk to them. They would answer your questions. They'd meet with you when you wanted to meet with them.
Police would seem more like peace officers.
They'd be looking to de-escalate situations. They'd be looking to solve problems, to help people communicate in domestic disputes, they would be having the cage would be the absolute last resort for any kind of an incident where someone was possibly getting hurt. It would make more sense to try to encourage conflict resolution rather than escalation, which is what they tend to do.
Yeah, seek mediation first. Nope, two overdue library books? No, that's threat of a cage.
Well, it's hard to have the police mediate because it would require intelligence in order to be a mediator. And, Mark, you've got news about the police. It's going to have to be real quick. But essentially, the Supreme Court's backed them up saying, you can hire dummies if you want. You can restrict the IQ.
Yeah, from ABC's news that police officers can be rejected for, being higher IQ than the, you know, whatever town has, you know, whatever rules for. So,
right.
You know, we've seen all along, I guess, the IQs of police officers here are, on average, 104.
If you're too smart for the department, they don't want you because you might question your orders down the line. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.